Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So as I said, to me, the number one target in this next general election has got to be taking out Mitch McConnell. Because you look at all the damage that our Moscow Mitch has done during his tenure. And just the last couple. I mean, you think about the stolen Supreme Court seat. You think about this cover-up trial that we're seeing right now. And I'm hoping the good folks of Kentucky are paying attention to what's going on. Because this isn't what democracy is supposed to look like. This isn't how this process is supposed to go, where there isn't a Republican willing to look at the evidence or do anything. I think probably because they know none of the other ones will either, which again is why I think come November, out McConnell has to go in here to share some thoughts on how he plans to take out Mitch McConnell in the November election. I've got Kentucky State Representative Charles Booker on the line. Charles, thanks for taking time for us.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Good to be with you.
I appreciate you taking some time for us. You have thrown your hat into the ring running for U.S. Senate against Moscow Mitch. What makes you want to do this?
Well, you know what? I'm tired and I'm pissed off. And so is the entire Commonwealth. Kentuckians are demanding real change. Kentuckians are tired of the political status quo. It's been killing us. Mitch McConnell was elected 2 weeks after I was born. And so for my entire life, this man's been screwing us. And at this moment, especially with what you're seeing with the impeachment, he's making it clear he does not care about us. The challenges, the struggles we face are irrelevant to him. We're a political poker chip. And so I'm stepping up because not only do we need to get rid of Mitch McConnell, but we have a future we got to win. Kentucky, if you just look across the board, we're near the bottom in essentially every measurable index of a good quality of life. And it's unacceptable. Mitch McConnell doesn't care, and he has to go.
Yeah, you know, I look at the fact that he's the majority leader and guy with a lot of power. He could, if he really wanted to, solve a lot of your state's problems. And, you know, recently we've been talking about the coal miners, who the coal mines have been going belly up, and, you know, they're being forced to block the trains coming out of the mines just to get their paychecks. And I'm going, you know, what is McConnell doing to ensure that those workers don't continue to get screwed as the coal mines continue to close?
Yeah, well, he's turned his back on it. And I think the opportunity now, which is why I'm saying we need to build a movement, is that people all over the political spectrum, Democrats, Republicans, independents alike, do not like this guy. That is not a partisan statement. And the moment now is that we're struggling too much. The challenges we face across the Commonwealth are too great. And we don't have a choice but to take a stand now. And the fact that he's being so unabashed with his disregard for the needs of Kentuckians, like you mentioned, those miners that stood on the track, essentially with no other option but to say, if you're going to shut down and leave us high and dry, you're going to have to run us over because we're tired of this greed. We're tired of the corruption. We're tired of being exploited. And, you know, all Mitch McConnell can do is turn his back and walk away as they have black lung and try to figure out how to survive and salvage their livelihood. And Kentuckians are done with it, man. And so I'm excited. I'm excited because the energy that we're seeing on the ground in Kentucky is proof that people are ready for real change, and we're going to beat this guy.
Now, I'm hoping that happens, but, you know, I'm looking at some of the polling that's been done on this, and you got the Cook Report who's saying that it's a likely Republican inside election, saying it's a safe Republican seat. There's no one giving a Democrat in Kentucky a chance, and yet here's the thing. I know a lot of Democrats who are working their behinds off, and I know there's a movement happening. I know that you got a Democratic governor, but, you know, McConnell's got tons of money, tons of power, influence. Thoughts?
Well, I think that's the opportunity, and I'm glad that you raised it because the fact of the matter is, as much power as Mitch McConnell has gained while he's been in Washington, you know, he's become one of the richest politicians, we've continued to lose at home. We have poverty to pass down to the next generation while he is counting his money and stacking his power. And the reality is people are fed up. Money doesn't vote. People do. And what I'm excited most about is the chance to elevate the voices of Kentuckians that have been ignored for so long. A lot of folks say, well, you know, it's a red state. He's going to carry it easily. The fact of the matter is we have been ignored all over this Commonwealth and really exploited. You know, Kentucky's been one of the most disenfranchised states in the country. We typically get candidates, especially on the Democratic side, who seem to think that the only way you can compete or run against him is to not really take him on. run to some sort of soft center and not really call him out, not really hold him accountable, and really just continue to ignore the voices of Kentuckians. And what you saw in this past year with the teachers organizing like never before, folks all over the political spectrum saying that we're not going to be disrespected by one of the worst governors in our history and got rid of Matt Bevin, is that people are really ready, not only for change, but they're ready to lead for it. And so we've been counted out before, but we're going to prove a lot of people wrong. And this is Mitch's last running off.
Yeah, you listen to the Rick Smith Show with Kentucky State Representative Charles Booker. He's running for U.S. Senate against Mitch McConnell eventually, hopefully down the line. You want to check out his website, bookerforkentucky.com. We'll get links out on how you can do that. But here's the thing that gets me, Charles. Kentucky, as you pointed out, is a state that's at nearly the bottom of all, education, healthcare, income, you name it. And yet somehow folks keep voting against what I would argue is their best economic interest to put someone like McConnell, who really, I've spent a little time looking at, he hasn't brought home the bacon, so to speak. He didn't do anything really to stand up for those miners whose pensions were under attack, whose healthcare has been under attack. It's a struggle for me to see how you could possibly get in a state like Kentucky people to vote for him.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm seeing is that, first of all, it's an understanding that Mitch McConnell has been in office for so long, and we have had so much corruption in our politics in Kentucky that a lot of people have checked out. And, I have folks in my own family that have said, well, what's the point of getting involved? They don't care about us anyway. It's just a game to them.
Right.
And so this is an opportunity to show that we can actually do something different. And it requires regular folks to take a stand.
Yeah.
I'm just a regular guy from the west end of Louisville, which is still one of the most segregated cities in the country. I live in what has been the poorest zip code in Kentucky. I've had to ration insulin to survive myself, and I'm just a regular guy that believes things can change.
Yeah.
And by taking this type of stand, we're inspiring a lot of folks to know we can actually do this.
Good stuff. One of the things I like that you said, and I've been saying for years, it goes back to the Harry Truman quote, that if you give voters a choice between a Republican and a Democrat who acts like a Republican, they're going to choose the real deal all the time. And it's been my view that, if you're going to lose, you go down swinging. And I think, someone has to step forward and figuratively, punch Mitch in the mouth. I think you have to roll up the sleeves, ball up the digits and go in there ready for a fight.
That's right. And that's why on this impeachment process, for instance, I was calling out from the beginning that not only should the president be impeached and removed, but Mitch McConnell has shown his hand. He's made it clear that he's going to work in lockstep with the president. He said it on national television that he's not going to be an impartial juror. So, of course, he should recuse himself. He should remove himself from overseeing this process. And it really is just a matter of calling out the truth. Kentucky's a tired of the BS, man. We've been lied to. We've been robbed. We've been exploited. We've been cheated. We've been disrespected. And Mitch McConnell has orchestrated it.
Yeah.
And I think the chance now is, honestly, from seeing a lot of folks took a chance on Donald Trump in Kentucky. And to be quite honest with you, Donald Trump was calling out that the system is broken, which is true. But now folks are realizing that he was selling them snake oil, and they're tired of it.
I would argue not just snake oil, but poison snake oil.
That's right.
That simple. The website, bookerforkentucky.com. Make sure you check that out. Now, we've talked about how bad Mitch McConnell is, and I think virtually any sane, rational person will look at McConnell and go, there's somebody who's not good for us. The question then becomes, why are you good for the people of Kentucky? What is it that you want to do? What's your main issue?
Yeah, well, I think what's important for the people of the Commonwealth now is that we have someone in the Senate that's going to fight for us, not against us, that's going to hear our voices, listen to us, and elevate our voices. And that's a lot of why I'm saying that we need to build a movement. By telling my story as a young man and the challenges I've seen and overcome, and just saying that no matter where you're from, what you look like, who you love, how much money you have in your pocket, whether you're walking or in a wheelchair, that you matter and you deserve a government that's accountable to you, that goes across party lines. And the push for me is we need to end generational poverty. Kentuckians are suffering, man. And I've seen my mom go without eating so I could eat on food stamps or free lunch. And coming home in the summer, the air is off, in the winter. The heat is off. We pushed through anyhow, but we deserve more than that. Folks in Martin County turned their faucets on. Orange water's coming out. I mean, we deserve more. And so by presenting the chance to not only beat a terrible, terrible person, but to inspire a movement where people all over the Commonwealth are taking a stand and not only winning this race, but running for local and state office, getting involved in their communities, having a voice and being accounted for. And so that's why I boldly pushed for a Green New Deal and Medicare for all. And I've even been talking more about a universal basic income, just explaining that we can't be passive. We can't play politics. We have to be bold now.
Yep.
And Kentuckians are ready for it.
I think a lot of working people are ready for it because, look, we've had 40 years of wage stagnation. The standard of living for the average blue-collar worker in this country has gone down precipitously. We're now more unequal as a society than we've been at any point in my lifetime and at any point, in probably in the last 100 years. We're in this spot where we need visionary leadership. We need someone who's going to say, we've got bold ideas and we want to move forward on this. And yet the Republicans keep, and Mitch McConnell being part of that, keep saying, no, everything's just fine. We'll just tinker around the edges. We'll continue to deregulate and give big business more power. And that only leads us further down the road of inequality and worse environment and all kinds of horrible things.
Yeah, and I think the problem for Mitch McConnell is that he forgot how he won. And he's taking us for granted. Because you're right, he has not delivered for Kentuckians. He has made it clear that he doesn't care about us. He doesn't see us. And it's obvious. And so now we're at a point where the house is on fire. Everybody's feeling the pain. And so this is not a partisan moment. It's not about saying that we like or dislike Trump. It's bigger than Donald Trump. It's bigger than Mitch McConnell. This is literally for our future and our survival. And, man, when I tell you over the past few years, I've had cousins murdered each year. I've seen families suffer from drug abuse, opioid addiction. And the trauma we face is real.
Right. So what's the answer to that, though, Charles? I mean, because I hear that all over the country. You've got, all this violence. You've got all of this drug abuse. You've got all of this stuff. What's the answer?
I think the ultimate answer is having leadership that invests in people. What we suffer from, not only in Kentucky, but, our whole country is grappling with structural inequity. And that includes structural racism. And being able to look that in the face and acknowledge it in our policies and our budgetary decisions, we have to be prioritizing people. It has become very clear that for Mitch McConnell, his interest is who can pay him the most money. So he has sold us out to corporate interests. He's unabashed about that. And Kentuckians are tired of being sold out. And so by pushing a vision that says we're going to prioritize Kentuckians, we're going to make sure that not only do you have a living wage, but you have a pathway for ownership and wealth creation, that you have access to quality education, you won't be weighed down by criminal student debt. By speaking to our challenges in a real way and letting folks know that their voices are accounted for, that's how we not only beat Mitch McConnell, win our future, but we inspire the change that we need.
Well, good stuff. I wish you the best of luck. I hope people will take a look at your website and make a couple of donations because these campaigns are all about who can raise a couple of bucks. Again, the website bookerforkentucky.com will get links out. Charles, I wish you nothing but the best, and I hope as this continues, you come back and share some thoughts with us.
Yes, sir. I'd love to do it.
Good stuff. I appreciate it. Again, bookerforkentucky.com is the website. Let's take a quick break. Right back with your thoughts. Stick around. Listen to the Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.